Okay, so question number 13. Hayim yesh iser leanos min ha-hekdesh b'pachos mishav ha-pruto ladas Rashi ladas ha-ribam v'lama. So Rashi holds that there is an iser of iser hana on a pachos mishav ha-pruto, right? And that's why it's a kind of a continuation of the last question. Rashi in the last question had said that hekdesh isn't chal on a pachos mishav ha-pruto. He felt that he had to say that because he holds that there is an iser of hana on a pachos mishav ha-pruto. And so that's how we said the eved is going to pay back little by little with the pachos mishav ha-pruto at a time. So it must be. So Rashi is saying it has to be that there's no hekdesh chal on it yet, because if there were hekdesh on it, then there would be an iser hana on it. So that's Rashi. And the Rivam, we saw his answer to the last question, was there's no iser hana on a pachos mishav ha-pruto. So that's what he holds about this question as well. So what's going on here? What's the machlokas? So he said there's a chakira based on the ktos within the iser of nena mina hekdesh. Is the issue of nena mina hekdesh gezel hekdesh, or is it a bizayon in the kedusha of the hekdesh? So the Rivam seems to hold that the iser is mishum gezel hekdesh, and he holds there's no iser gezel on pachos mishav ha-pruto. So that's the Rivam. The Rashi seems to hold. We said Rashi could disagree with either one of these assumptions. Either he could say that it's an issue of kedushas hekdesh, bizayon to kedushas hekdesh, which doesn't have a shear of pruta or no pruta, right? It would just be that it's a bizayon. It's a bizayon to any amount. So that's the issue. Or Rashi could be modeh that the issue of nana mina hekdesh is gezel hekdesh, but maybe he holds that there's an iser of Gzela even on a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. And we see actually the Rambam holds this way. The Rambam says that there is an Iser Gzela Pachos Mishav HaPruta. So it could be Rashi goes like that Rambam. So those are two ways that he could disagree. Either disagree with the first assumption and say that no, really the issue is Bizayin Dehektish, or he could say no, it is an issue of Iser Gzela, but the Iser Gzela applies already on a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. Question 14. Tashma d'amar Rabbi Yochanan hakotea yad avdo shel chaveru nosen shivto v'rufuaso l'rabo v'hikshu b'gimara d'amai nosen d'mei rufua l'rabo harifuaso didehi. Right? Why is the rufua going to his adon? It should go to, it's his rufua. But ma kasha b'kushas ha-gimara, what's difficult about the kasha of the gimara? Ba'er kushas ha-gimara l'fia ritva b'chidushe michsav yad l'fia gon Rabbi Yochanan wasman Hashem yikom domo. Mao geder chiu ripui lefi aritva lefi going Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman v'teinaf kamina beinahem. Okay, so the question we had on this Gemara is why would we give the leftover money to the Adon or to the Eved? Meaning, isn't the payment for the refuah? And if the payment is for the refuah, once the Eved is healthy, why is the Chovel paying extra to anyone? So the Ritva in Ksav Yad says that the chiu refuah is the chiu of mamon. Right, that chiyuv must be paid, right, regardless of when the refuah is complete. However, there's a hava amina that the money could go to the eved. Right, we wouldn't apply mashikana eved kana rabba. Why? Because the nechbal could say that the money is davka for. Oh, sorry, the chovel could say that the money is davka for refuah. If he earmarks the money for refuah, then we can say that the eved could be kone. Right, the Rambam and the Prisha, right, that for an Isha or an Eved, if you earmark money for a specific purpose, they can be Kona, and that will block the rule of Mashikana Eved Kana Rabba. So the Chovel could say that this money is Davka for the Refuah, and it could go, potentially, to the Eved. That's the Hava Mina. Right, but the Iker of the Ritva is that the Chiyuv of Refuah is a Chiyuv Mammon. Right, it's a Chiyuv Mammon, and therefore the chovel has to pay the amount of the omad, regardless of the refuah itself, because it's just a chiyuv mamon. Rav Chanan Wasserman says slightly differently. Rav Chanan Wasserman says the chiyuv refuah is not a chiyuv mamon, right? It's a chiyuv to be mirape the eved. However, once they do an omad, once they evaluate how much it's going to cost, that creates a chiyuv mamon of that amount. Right, the amount of the omad is the amount that the chovel needs to pay, no more and no less. So he said, just as a side point, this is really a takana for the chovel, that in a case where it takes longer and it costs more to heal this particular nechbal, the chovel will not have to pay anymore. It happens to be in this case the refuah took shorter, so the chovel is out a little bit because he's going to have to pay the amount from the oman. So the difference between the Ritva and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is that the Ritva says that the chiyuv refuah from the beginning is a chiyuv mamon, whereas Rabbi Chanan says no, it's chiyuv to be mirape that turns into a chiyuv mamon at the shas ha'omad. So what's a nafkamina of this? Nafkamina is if the nechbal dies. If we're talking about a chiyuv mamon and the nechbal dies, according to the Ritva, right, then the chovel will have to pay ripui to the yorshim. But if the chiyuv of ripui is only to be mirape the nechbal, so if the nechbal dies, there's no chiyuv mamon to pay on to the yorshim after the nechbal dies. Question 15. Mivor b'mishnah b'bava kama sha'achovel b'eved kenayni shel atmo pater mikulan. Mahek shual zatos is begitin v'tein shnei ha'tirutim shetirtu ketet afshel levayr shnei deos elu lefi apnei Yoshua b'bava kama. The Tosas and Gittin ask, how could the Adon be pater from refuaso of his own Eved if the refuah goes to him, the Adon, when someone else is chovel the Eved? Right, there's a chiyuv of ripui when someone else is chovel the same Eved. So how come he doesn't have to pay? He doesn't have to pay for the refuah, right? It would seem that he does have to pay for the refuah, and that's why he's losing out on the money that it costs for the refuah when someone else is chovel. So he's getting the money. So in that case, so why doesn't he have to pay for it in this case? So Tosas brought two potential answers. Sorry. First is that maybe there's a difference between achovel eved kenayni shel chavero and achovel beeved shelo. Right? Maybe there's no iser chavala for one's own eved. We see that the Rambam seems to hold this way. The Rambam says that there's achiv misa if a person kills his friend's eved, but if the eved survives, then he's pater. So this makes it sound like, sorry, achiv misa if he kills his own eved. But if the Eved survives, then he's Pater. That's how I had it down. Rambam, right? It's Mutter to hit an Eved. Yeah. One who kills an Eved or Shifcha is killed. But if the Eved survives, so the one who hit him is not killed. So it's mashma that you're allowed to hit an Eved from here. Right. So then the payment if you hit someone else's Eved is just because you're damaging his property. Fine. So based on this, we see the Rambam has a shita that it's mutter to hit your Eved. And this could be what Tosus says. This could be what we were assuming why the chovel doesn't have to pay for hitting his own Eved. We saw Rashi disagrees. Rashi said there is an Isser Chavala from a different context in Gittin. But fine. So that could be what Tosos is saying in answer number one. Answer number two of Tosos is that maybe the mission in Bava Kama is saying that he's putter from paying the extra money for the days between when we thought it was going to take, how long we thought it was going to take, and how long it actually took for the refuah. And that's what it's saying. Meaning he's still chayav to pay for the refuah of the Eved. It's just that the other one doesn't have to give the Eved any extra money because we thought it was going to take 5 days, but it only took 3 days. Those are the two answers in Tosos. So the Pnei Yoshua explains. We got into it a little bit, but Pnei Yoshua explains what might be behind these two answers. The first answer of Tosfos might assume that there's no Isser Chavala on an Eved, like the Rambam. Right? If there's no Isser Chavala, then there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. The second answer might say that there is an Isser Chavala, which is like the Rashi that we mentioned. However, the Adon gets to keep the extra money that we thought we needed for Refuah, but we didn't need in the end. And that's what the Pnei Yoshua explains, that it could be this Machlokas Rambam and Rashi are the two Tzadim in the Tosfos. Okay, question 16. L'fi Rabbi Meir, shicher eved hu chov mipnei sheposel asa eved b'truma. Ma yeshiva rabbanon l'tainas Rabbi Meir l'fi ha-mishnah. Ketad biru b'gemara kavanas ha-rabbanon b'zeh. Ketad yashiv Rabbi Meir l'tainasam, ten shnei drachim. B'ma nechleku Rabbi Meir v'rabbanon b'eved Yisrael l'fi ha-gemara v'atoises. Okay, so the Mishnah, right, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir that, right, he says that, oh, the eved gets to eat truma when he's the eved. So the Chacham said, "Mifnei shu kinyano." The Eved only eats truma because he's the mamon of the Adon. So what does this mean? The Gemara fills this in. All right, the Gemara says the Chachamim are saying that the Eved is kinyano of the Adon, and therefore the Adon could sell the Eved to a Yisrael at any point, and that would stop him from being able to eat truma without being meshacher him. right? So he can be, he doesn't need to be meshacher the eved able to, in order to achieve the chov of losing out on the truma. So we said, what would Rabbi Meir respond to this, to this tain of chachamim? So we had two answers. One was Tosfos Yud Beis Amud Beis. Right, Tosfos say that the case that the Gemara was talking about is that the Ani ran away to avoid being Meshachar. So the Chachamim are saying that the Adon could sell the Eved, but it's not so common to sell the Eved. It's not Shriach to sell an Eved if he ran away. Think about being the buyer of that Eved. Who's gonna pay money for an Eved that he has to go track down? So therefore, the only kind of realistic or likely way to stop him from eating Truma, Taka, would be to be Meshachar him. The Rashash has a different response, a stronger response, that Rabbi Meir could be saying that the Adon cannot sell the Eved Bichlal because the Eved is Eino Birshuso. If the Eved is Eino Birshuso, then the Adon doesn't have the power to sell him. So the Gemara continues. Yeah, the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Aleph continues and says that Rabbi Meir says, where this is now talking about Avdo Shel Yisrael. So Rabbi Meir says it's a chov for the Eved to go free from his Adon, who's Yisrael, since he's losing out on Shivcha Kenainis. And Rabbanan say, no, it should be the opposite. Right? He's gaining Bas Chorin. And Rabbi Meir responds there in the Gemara, no, the Eved is Behefker and Nichale, so it's a chov to go free even from his Adon, who's Yisrael. So Tosus come and Tosus say, how could Chachamim respond? So maybe they could respond by saying that the Eved is Rishus Acherim Alav, so he would rather be Meshuchar than be an Eved, even if it's Behefkera Nichale. So we just set out two understandings, that's just to harken back to the earlier part of Chazara, right? If you understand like a Tosas Arash, that maybe what Tosas is saying, that we're evaluating the elements of Zchus and the elements of Chov here. So if you look at the Zchus of going free and no longer being Rishus Acherim Alav, then that's going to outweigh the Chov of losing out on the Hefkera, the Hefker life that he wants to live. If Torah's Gittin, right? Torah's Gittin says the only way you can be zach in the Amishol Bufanov is if it's complete zchus. So maybe what Tosas is saying here is that there is no element of chov of losing out on the hefkira, because as long as Rishus Acherim Alav, the Eved's not going to be able to take advantage of the hefker life that he wants. Fine. Question number 17. Mahik shehar Ashash al divrei Rabbanon tain shnei terutzav. So the Rashash we mentioned, the Rashash asks, how could Chachamim say that the Adon is allowed to sell the Eved after the Eved runs away? The Eved is Lav Birshuso, so how could he's Lav Birshuso Adon, so how could the Adon sell him in that case? So the Rashash provides two potential answers. The first one is that the Eved wants to be Birshuso of the Adon so that he can eat the Truma. Since the Eved wants to be Birshuso, so that makes him Birshuso, and that's how he can sell him. He said this is difficult because really what the Eved wants is to be shaloh of the Adon. He wants to be the property of the Adon such that he'll be allowed to eat Truma. But he doesn't necessarily want to be Birshuso. He shows that he doesn't want to be Birshuso because he's running away of the Rishus of the Adon. So that was answer one of the Rashash and a kasha on it. Answer two, Avadim are hokshu to karkos. By karka we assume that it's always Birshus HaBailim, right? That you can't have karka that's not Birshus HaBailim. So we'll say the same thing by Eved because we have this hekesh between the two. We said also that this is also difficult because the hekesh between Eved and Karka is really for halachos. It's for Gzeres HaKasov. But the din that Karka is always in the Rishus of the Bailim is a din in the Metzias. Right? The fact that the Karka is immovable, so that makes it always in the Rishus of the Bailim. The Eved can run away. He can be in different places. So therefore, that's not going to apply to an Eved. The hekesh is not going to apply over here. So then we had the last answer based on another sugya, right? The Ketos says that in the case of a pikadon, the owner can always be makdish the object because it's birshuso. Since the shomer is working for him, it's always birshuso of the mafkin. However, what's the din in a case where the object was stolen through gzela, and the gazlan agrees to give the object back but hasn't yet? So can the nigzal be makdish the object or not? So the Baal HaMa'or says that he can sell it or be makdish it, since it's like a pikadon by the gazan at this point. But the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem says no, since the object is still b'toras gezel, it hasn't been returned yet, there are still kinyani gzela on the object, and therefore it's lav birshuso of the nigzal, and he's not able to be makdish until he gets it back. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman explains that this machlokas is based on a chakira. The Chakira is Birshuso a function of Metzias, or is it a halachic concept? The Ramban holds that it's a din in halacha. So, since there are kinyanei gzeila on this object, the nigzal can't be makdish it, because halachically it's lav birshuso. The Balam Or says, no, I don't care that it's halachically, there's still kinyanei gzeila until it gets returned. The Metzias, the nigzal has control over it, since the Gazlan said he'd give it back. So because of that, it's birshuso. We said this Chakir has another nafkamina regarding Aveda. The Rambam says that if a shomer is kofir bepikadon, it's la b'shus habaylim, like an Aveda. So it shows that he assumes that since b'metzias the object is lost, it's not in the baylim's b'shus. But the Ritva disagrees and says that an Aveda is b'shus habaylim because halachically the baylim are still the owners on the object. So based on the shitos of the Ramban that we saw in the first machlokas and the Ritva in the second machlokas, since the Adon owns the Eved halachically, right, they're going to hold... Sorry, one step back. Those two Shitos, the Ramban and the Ritva, hold that Birshuso is a din in the Metzias. So once Birshuso is a din in the Metzias, we see here that the Eved is Birshuso of the Adon. Sorry. The Ritva and the Ramban hold that halachically... Yeah, sorry. They hold that it's a din in the halacha. So since b'halacha, the Adon owns the Eved, so the Eved is birshus ha'adon, even if the Eved is not here in front of us and we don't know where he is, he's still birshuso of the Adon, and therefore the Adon is allowed to sell him. And that answers the kasha of the Rashash. Because the Rashash said, how could Rabbanan say, oh, the Adon could just sell the Eved, even if he ran away, isn't he lav birshuso? So the answer is no, he is birshuso, because halachically he belongs to the Adon. Sorry for the confusion there. Question number 18. Haim baal yachol legarish es ishto im lo yitein lahaget biyada ela yikne lahaget ela yakne lahaget bekinyan be'ez kinyan ba'er. So we know that generally we say, right, we had a ketzos that says that you need for gerishin a nesina is, how did Rabbi say it? It's enough, but it's necessary. It's sufficient, but necessary. Right? You need a nesina liyada in order to be megarisher. So the question is, can you have a kinyan count as a nesina? So the short answer is that the Ran and Rashi agree that you can have a kinyan that's like this, but it depends on the kinyan. So what's the background? The Ran writes on the Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph that a Baal cannot be Megarish with Maimon Shloshtan, because Maimon Shloshtan doesn't work on Shtaros, and further by Davka by Girishin, Girishin is Midi Dechov. So we're not gonna say a Maimon Shloshtan works, because you can't be Zoche Dechov for the Isha. But what comes out from here is that the Ran doesn't say, oh, you can't use Maimon Shloshtan because it's a kinyan and it doesn't constitute a nesina. He doesn't go that way. It sounds like if it weren't for the fact that it's a chov and that Maimon Shloshtan doesn't work by shtaros, then it would have worked, even though it's only a kinyan and it's not a nesina. So that's the Ran. Then we had the Rashi Ayin Zayin Amabez, that in the case of a shchiv mira, who is makna the isha, the chatzer where the get was, she's going to be kona the get as well. Rashi says through a kinyan agav. So this assumes clearly that Rashi assumes that she can be megureshes through a kinyan. And the Ran there disagrees, and he says, no, that case must be through a kinyan chatzer that she's konet. If it's through a kinyan chatzer, then it will constitute a nesina liyada, because the chatzer is like her yad, and then it would be like putting it into her yad. But a kinyan agav would not constitute a nesina liyada, so what's going on? So Rabbi Shmuel Rezovsky and Rabbi Shimon Shkop and Rabbi said a whole host of achronim. So they say that Rashi must hold that certain kinyanim can count as a nesina liyada if they're done through the koach of the Baal. Right? So Rashi holds that a kinyan agav is one of these cases. Why? Because Rashi is going to say that in order to have a kinyan agav, you need agav ukni. You need the Baal to say agav ukni. He has to show his das acheres in the kinyan. Right? And we said that was the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that regardless of whether you have, of whether the nechasim are tzvurin or not, you always need agav ukni. So this shows that the way that the kinyan agav is working is through the das of the makne. And if that's the case, so Rav Shmuel Rizovsky and Rav Shimon Shkab want to say, that's enough to constitute a nesina, because it's happening, it's a kinyan that's happening al yaday or through the makne. The Rambam disagrees with the Ravid. He writes that kinyan agav can work for tzvurin or agav ukni. So that shita won't work within Rashi because that's saying that kinyan agav is not working through the das of the makne. But so what's pshat? So how do we say for the Ran? The Ran said that Maimon Shloshton, he sounded like Maimon Shloshton would work, meaning there are forms of kinyan that would have worked if it weren't for the technical factor that it doesn't work by shtaros and that it's a midi dechov. So we said for the Ran. The Ran will agree to the Zachronim that you can have a nesina that's through a kinyan if the kinyan actually comes from a maisa of the makne. But why does he disagree with Rashi about kinyan agav? He says by kinyan agav in achinami that it requires the das of the makne, but the maisa kinyan is still being done by the kone, so that can't constitute a nesina. If you had a kinyan, there probably are some kinyanim, right? We saw he said it by kinyan chatzir. If you have kinyanim that are done, the maisa is done by the kinyan chatzir. Yeah, the maisa is done by the makne, so that will count as a nesina. He just doesn't think that applies to a kinyan agav, and Rashi does.